Hi, Stella speaking.
Hi, I received a call from Stella. She left a message.
Give me a minute.
My name is Robert Moses.
Oh, yeah, I do see it, because we actually got a missed call from you through our radio, so we were just returning the call.
Oh, I don't recall calling you there.
Were you looking like to sign up for a family member to get paid or something like that?
Well, my aunt is approved for home care. Is
were you looking
for she just
here or something?
Can you repeat that?
Were you looking for an agency?
Yeah, I really am. How much you guys pay an hour?
So what would you pay? And how many hours was she approved?
I don't know. She just got approved for new insurance.
Oh, like she wasn't approved for hours yet.
No.
Mm-hmm. And which insurance does she have?
Oh, wow. I forgot the name of the new insurance.
Is it under
she
Medicaid?
Has. No.
Does she have Medicaid as well?
No, I don't believe so.
Because we're on Medicaid on the agency only. So, might
can
be
you
she
repeat
has
that,
Medicaid. That we are a Medicaid funded agency.
Okay, all right, yeah. I think hers is not Medicaid. I don't know. I would have to call her and ask.
Does she have the waiver program? Do you know for what she was approved?
She said it covers home care. The name of the insurance is called, it started with an H, I feel like. If you give me 2 seconds, I can get her on the line. 1 second.
If you give me her first and last name and date of birth, I can pull it up for you.
Hello?
Sheila.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the name of your insurance called again?
My who?
Your insurance.
No, you know what, Bobby? I switched to another one. They should start March the 1st.
What's the name of it?
E-Health.
E-Health?
Yeah.
Is that Medicaid?
Yeah, it was going to be part of my Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, so you are approved for Medicaid then.
Right. I got the red, white, and blue card, yeah.
I don't know what none of that means.
No, that's the one that you get from Social Security.
Yeah, because you're old.
No, I had it before I was old.
Oh, so you were old, then got Social Security? Or
yeah, well,
you
I gave,
Social
they
Security
gave it to me, but no, because I got disability. That's when they gave it to me.
I forgot old people be disabled, too. I have a home care on the line.
Uh-huh.
Want to check if you're eligible for home care services, but you claim you have Medicaid. Can I get your first and last name and date of birth so I'll be able to pull it up to check if you were approved already?
Yeah, how about, you are my who? My name?
Your name,
yes,
and date of birth.
Date of birth?
That's the day you was born.
Yeah, I know.
1800.
Sheila Ann Brunson Dash Woodruff. Born 02/08/1961.
How do I spell your first and last name? Can you spell it out? Because I need to have it correct legally.
S-H-E-I-L-A, Sheila. Middle initial A.
And what's your last name?
Last name, Brunson, B-R-U-N-S-O-N. Hyphenated.
B-R-U-N.
Yeah, right, B-R-U-N-S-O-N, hyphenated Woodruff, W-O-O-D-R-U-F-F.
Got it. Thank you. Let me see if it comes up.
Who's the balking that Sunday night?
Do you know which name? Do you have both names legally? Like on your legal?
Oh, yeah, my Social Security card, yeah.
It's Brunson Woodruff, and your first name is S-H-E-L-I-A?
S-H-E-I-L-A.
ILA. Got it. Let me see. It comes up now. Okay, got it. So I see you have Keystone First as well, right?
No, I had that, no.
Oh, you had that.
I don't have that. No, I haven't had Keystone in over a year.
It shows that
but
you
I
have
had, what?
Keystone and... Let me tell you your other one.
I got Humana
Medicare,
right
now.
You
have Humana, right? You have Humana for Medicare, and you still have Keystone as well. You have both.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For Medicaid, because we're going to work with Keystone. Keystone is the one that pays home care. Humana doesn't pay home care.
No, no, I switched over to eHealth. I'm supposed to be getting
Got it, but eHealth doesn't
March
pay
the first,
family members.
March the 1st.
Do you want to
say
sign
that
up
again?
A family member?
Yes. Well, anybody for home care, right?
Right.
Yes. You get the chicken soup.
So Medicare only pays, like, licensed caregivers, and Keystone would be the one that will pay a family member. So if you have active Keystone, we can go through Keystone, and they're going to pay it for you.
Okay.
No, but I'm switching to another one, another Medicare insurance, because they had more to offer me than Humana.
Humana is your Medicare insurance.
Yeah, until the end of this month, March
Got
the 1st, I will be having a whole nother insurance.
A whole nother for Medicare.
Right.
But for Medicaid, you're staying with Keystone, right?
I don't used to keep saying
I
have
Keystone.
I don't
even know. You didn't know that you have Keystone. Wow.
No, well, because I used to have a Keystone card, but I thought, well, because you don't pay for prescriptions or nothing like it used to. So, no.
Got it.
Now when you
got
to pay prescriptions out your pocket, I don't have all that.
Oh, my. That shouldn't happen because if you have Keystone, it's fully active. They should pay you for everything.
I didn't know I had Keystone.
We're going to figure out. Let me see who your service coordinator from Keystone is. Give me a minute so we can get that straight down. Because Keystone is a great insurance, and they work very good with us. I would say they pay for caregiving, and I would really suggest you to go with them because they're the best.
Who's
so
that?
I already
picked the plan. I picked the plan, and they say it covers home care.
Is it a Medicare plan or a Medicaid plan?
I'm going to look it up right now as we speak.
I see your service. Because
I just signed up for it the other day.
Let me see.
All right, let me see.
Okay, right. You don't have a service coordinator currently at West Keystone.
It's called Highmark. That's
Highmark
who it's through.
Insurance?
Highmark. Whole care, yes.
Okay, so actually we don't work with, let me see. Hi, Mark. You're in Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, so what I can do is let me take down your information and I'll have a specialist set up the home care with you. She's going to make sure everything runs smoothly, and she's going to sign up your family member as well as the caregiver. Is it okay for you?
So what you saying? I have to change my insurance?
No. You're going to stay with your insurance. We're not going to change anything.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's going to work.
Good enough.
Yeah, she's going to look into your account, see which is the best way to work out so we can get the most benefits out of it, like so you can get the most hours of home care. And then she's gonna assist you and go forward with you. She's gonna let you know like all the options on what's the best way to do
it. Sounds good to me. I was just waiting for March so I could see, you know.
Yeah. No,
they gave
just
me
started
the,
right
the,
now.
Humana. I just got that. Mm.
Oh. I see you have Humana, yes. But we're not gonna work.
Yeah, well, I have that until the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need
and which
like
is next week, it's a whole beginning of the month. Next week, ain't next week the beginning of the, March?
Yeah.
It's supposed to kick in March the 1st.
Got it. So we just started, like, signing up right now, so by then we should be.
Okay.
Done. I see. Give me a minute. What's your street address?
5719 Chew Avenue, CHEW Avenue. Philadelphia, PA, 19138.
Got it. Do you have any kids in your house?
No.
No, minors. What's the employee's name, the one that you want to sign up?
Say that again.
What's the employee's name, your family member that you want to sign up?
Oh, Robert Moses.
Oh, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. And Robert, the number you called from, is that your number?
Correct.
Got it. And does Sheila have a different number that I can add on file?
Sheila has
267-444-7845.
Got it. And you're his son?
No.
My
I'm
who?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm her nephew. I could never be
the
her
nephew.
Son.
You got it. Okay. I got it. Let me see. I think I got all information right now for the specialist so she can take over the case. Let me see if she's available right now. Can you hold on the line a few minutes?
Yeah. I actually just got some news right now at this moment that I have to, like, really, really, really tend to. Is it possible, do I need to be on the phone, or could you give Sheila a call back?
No problem. We can call Sheila herself. I'll just ask the specialist to call Sheila at Sheila's number. Is it okay, Sheila?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll have the specialist call you in the next hour, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much, both of you.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
All right.